Iguodala. Pure Iguodala.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr.
Well,
Magic Molly.
Sunday, I watched NBA All-Star Game.
Really? So did we. We watched it with you, Matthew. I thought it was going to be about
God damn
life.
It. I thought you were telling...
Yeah, I was looking for a good story.
I thought
story.
You were going to give something juicy about, like...
Yeah, Matt, that sucked.
I was sorry. I was building up the audience only to... Let them down.
Yes,
man.
All right.
So, what you had big thoughts about the All-Star Game, Chris?
It's February 29th. It is leap year.
Leap
it is
year
warm in Pilsen.
Leap day.
Leap day. They're closing down a coal power plant.
They're closing down two coal power plants. One.
Is this credit to Rahm or Daniel Solis or Timo or someone else? Maybe me.
Hopefully, Morphin.
I mean, tonight, people in Pilsen are celebrating. I think the credit, you know, Solis and Emmanuel get some credit. I think a lot of credit goes to Tamok Morphine.
I think a lot goes
Danny,
to Tamok.
How do you say his first name? Tulamok?
Tamok or... The answer is I don't know. His first name.
A 20-letter first name.
Tamok.
Yeah. It makes him Aztec. It makes him very authentic. It makes me think he really, really doesn't like power plants. But anyway, so that's Pilsen news. Very good. Power plants going away. The world will be a better place. And we watched the All-Star Game this weekend. You'll hear some audio from that. And so Kobe Bryant has a concussion and a broken nose from D. Wade.
Delivered by D. Wade.
He really has a broken nose.
Yeah. He really has a broken nose and a concussion.
How long is he going to be out for?
Day to day.
He's got a concussion.
He'll probably be back by next week just because he's... And next week at the latest.
And there was
Kobe.
A trade offer today. I mean, who knows? I mean, Lakers, I think, are the 6th seed or the 5th seed right now. My prediction was that they'd end up at the 8th seed or out of the playoffs. And I think I'm going to stick with that prediction. 8th seed or nearly out of the playoffs. They had a trade offer today from the Timberwolves for Beasley for a first-round pick. And Lakers don't have another pick yet, other than their own, right?
This is what the Lakers
Beasley
offered?
Straight up for a first round?
Offered today and they turned it down.
The Lakers turned it down?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Because Mike Brown, he can't handle
You can just
these
put
people.
A period after because Mike Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Mike Brown cannot
Mike Brown
handle
is
these
a
people.
Capable human being.
He's
a sure.
capable human being, but he can't... I mean, he's got Pau Gasol setting screens, planting... All along the perimeter, all day. And he's got, like, just completely not adjusting his offense to his personnel.
Why do you think the Lakers have such a problem with the top of their front office leaking deals? I mean, even with Kobe a few years ago, when it was said he was going to Chicago, talking to that fan at, like, the mall or whatever who had a camera on him, the Lakers seem to have a real serious problem where they let people know when they're on the block or not on the block. And that seems like it doesn't work to their advantage.
No, it doesn't. I blame Mitch Kupchak, who's an overrated general manager.
Who's the bus son?
Jimmy Bus.
I have no idea.
Jimmy Bussett?
I guess
it's all
J's.
That's who I blame.
I think that the Lakers, Kobe's now the highest leading All-Star game scorer ever.
The greatest All-Star ever.
He's already made a children's story about it. He's going to become irrelevant.
Matthew, what did you bet about Kobe Bryant? Did you cheer for Kobe Bryant this All-Star game?
I don't remember.
I think Matthew Blake might not have a soul and might have bet that Kobe Bryant would be the leading scorer and cheered for him the entire game.
I think that, you know...
I'm embarrassed to be sitting next to you.
Anyway, so the Lakers are, you know, not looking so great. Though you could argue, I guess, to play the devil's advocate, you could argue that the Lakers, you know, if they're like a 6th seed in the West, that no one's going to want to play them. I mean, if you have like the Lakers as the 6th.
Would you rather play the Blazers or the Lakers?
I would rather play the Blazers.
But they have LaMarcus Aldridge, Matthew.
They can't close out tight, close games.
They got Joel Prisbilla now.
Vanilla again. Gorilla.
Yep.
Again.
He was just waiting for him to call. He doesn't want to go anywhere else. He's at home there.
You know, I think like the Lakers could be scary, you know, as a sleeper team, not as a championship team. But of, like, the 6-3 matchup is, like, Lakers-Spurs.
What are the odds? How many playoff games do you think Bynum misses?
He's been healthy all year. I don't know.
He was not healthy during the All-Star game. He had an injection, and he could only play for 6 minutes in his leg. And he's not healthy because he's Andrew Bynum.
Okay.
It's just hard to see right now if the Lakers are trying to make a move for Howard, try to do something, or if they just kind of gave up.
No, I think no Howard deal could possibly have been made with the All-Star game in Orlando.
That's true. Do you think Otis it's still going to happen, John?
No, at this point, I mean, no. Because, like, what's on the table, really?
Bynum.
If you're picks. Otis Smith, yeah, Bynum. And they've shot that one down. And that's about it. That's all. That's what. All right,
so you're going to say that Howard ends the year with the Magic.
I will.
What did you predict the Magic to finish as this year?
Oh.
Because we don't have John's preseason picks. John, who were your preseason conference finals picks?
Oh. Be honest. You're on the air.
Well, it's obviously Heat Chicago. Heat Bulls.
Yeah.
East.
All right. No one said anything else. Well, Matt thought maybe the Pacers would get there. Yeah. Did you say the Pacers would get there?
No, I just still think that they could get there.
All right, we got some Pacers talk later. But go ahead, John. Sorry.
West, I see. If you asked me at the beginning of the year, OKC, Dallas.
All right.
And
if you had to revise those, would you change anything?
I might be tempted to say Clippers, OKC.
Really? I don't buy this Clippers team at all.
Who wins? So who wins a 3-6 matchup between the Clippers and Lakers?
Clippers.
Clippers, easy.
Yeah.
They have their number. I love this rivalry.
Yeah, it's a good one.
How fucking chippy they all get and like...
Do you think there's any way Blake is going to go out in a first-round playoff series against anybody? Or Chris Paul? Will Chris Paul go out in a first-round playoff
series? Chris Paul's a good playoff player. We haven't seen Blake Griffin in the playoffs.
He has Chris Paul, and I think they will win the first round.
He has Chris Paul to mask a lot of his shit.
Yeah. I think they have a first round, no matter what. If they had to play the Spurs, I don't know about that.
I see them going to the conference finals mainly because of how weak the West is.
It is. I mean, 7-8 right now. The Timberwolves are an 8, and I think they're going to move up. I think we would probably agree on that, right?
The Timberwolves... No, I'm not sure.
Number 7 is still the Memphis Grizzlies.
The Rick Adelman coach, Rick Rubio-led Timberwolves are going to keep moving up.
You predict they will have a lower winning percentage at the end of the year than they do right now.
I mean, the West is very jumbled. I mean,
make a pick, Matthew. Higher or lower winning percentage than what it is today?
Okay, John McLaughlin. I think that they finish the season 35-31. So a higher winning percentage.
A higher. All right, so don't talk shit about them. John, 35-31. What do you think about that?
Wait, what?
The T-Wolves going 35-31.
Yeah, I buy that.
Okay.
A couple games over 500. If they... I mean, I don't know where that takes them in, as far as standings go.
They'd be probably 7 or 8 still.
Probably
it depends on what happens with the Memphis
Grizzlies.
7's
probably their ceiling.
Number 7 right now, the Grizzlies. And Randolph is coming back at some point.
Yeah,
correct?
See, I mean, I think that the Grizzlies, of all those teams...
That's the team I would least want to play out of the bottom four.
All those teams lumped down there. Yeah, I agree with that. I wouldn't want to play Memphis with a healthy Zach Randolph.
How's OJ doing this year?
That's a good question. And
what is the OJ status? What?
OJ is...
How is the mayo?
I mean, this... The mayo is...
Could you compare him to some other condiment?
I mean,
or another kind of juice. What brand of mayonnaise would he be?
Is he
or
like
is
a guava
mustard type player?
The Grizzlies are able to spread their offense when Mayo comes off the bench, but he is a tangy, zesty addition to Memphis' perimeter play. But ultimately, the gay mayo era has been dominated more by Rudy Gay and less by OJ Mayo. I think that Memphis is just a really scary team. If I don't know the Zach Randolph status, if I did, this would be a much better podcast.
If there was any team that ran a haunted house, do you think the Grizzlies would be the scariest of those teams?
I mean, no.
I think it might be the Kings.
If someone like runs a haunted house, I mean, there's a lot of factors. I think that, you know, the Spurs are the best prepared team in the NBA, and I think that they would put a lot of time into their haunted house.
Yeah, I think they would have the least scary haunted house. I mean, I don't even think there's an argument about that. Well prepared, it wouldn't be that scary.
They would be thoughtful. There'd be like some heady traps that people would get into. They'd be in terms of like, you know, personnel to put in the haunted house.
Well, I agree with John on that. That having Tavo Cephalosha in a haunted house would be absolutely terrifying.
I disagree. He seems pretty innocuous in real life. I mean, what's his tattoo say? The game chose me.
It chose him.
What a dork.
That's like I didn't ask to be born.
All right, there we go. Good. What else we got again?
Well, you had so much up your sleeve.
Oh, yeah, but I forgot because we were talking.
I wonder what dish the Memphis Grizzlies would be.
All right, well, let's just talk bowls. All right, so it is in the first quarter. 3:15 left. Bulls at 15. San Antonio is 18. We're watching this game over the internet.
Here's an interesting, relevant question for people listening to this.
I don't think they can answer.
At work, you know, in their bathtub, wherever they're listening to this, why are the San Antonio Spurs... Why do they have such a good record this year?
You really think people are in the bathtub? Hey, baby.
I'm not saying they're in the bathtub.
Considering how much LaMarcus Aldridge talk we have on this show, yeah. LaMarcus Aldridge
is
definitely
in the
bathtub.
There's like thin insinuations that I have some sort of thing for LaMarcus Aldridge.
They're not thin, and it's
true. I don't have any romantic feelings toward Trailblazer power forward LaMarcus Aldridge. I just think that he's like...
Oh, booze is down. Wait, no, it's not Rose.
It's Rose.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
That's a knee?
Last thing you want to see as a Bulls fan.
You guys don't want a live podcast Derrick Rose rolling around on the ground?
He is down right now, clasping his hands over his forehead.
Here's a replay of it. Joe has the ball. Oh, he's already hurt.
He falls down. It seems like Parker collided with him.
It looks like a knee-to-knee.
Oh, knee-to-knee.
Yeah. All right, well, that hurt, but I don't think it's going to kill Derek.
Man, you know, I was watching, you know, Dwayne Wade in the All-Star game, and I got this flash of Derek Rose's future.
Okay. I think that's a good point.
Yeah, that was very horrifying to me.
Yeah, because Wade has more of an outside shot than Rose. And if Rose is reduced to the player that Wade is now, Derrick Rose will not be very
good. What do you mean reduced to the player Wade is now? Like, explain what is wrong with Dwayne Wade?
If Dwayne Wade was the best player on a team, how many games would they win?
Well, Dwayne Wade was, like, the second best player in the league last year.
Well, he's taken a lot of punishment, and it shows in his game at this point.
This year, he's been having an off year, but... This has happened.
I think it's been good this year.
He's going to be injured for like at least 10 games a year now?
And it's also, I mean, he's clearly past this peak.
But Wade has had these waves. Like in 2007, 2008, he was injured a lot and people were saying, you know, he'll never like return to like his 2006 level. And he did. I mean...
Do you think he's going to come back after this Olympics this year? And... What's up, dude?
What are you doing?
Recording a podcast.
Oh,
What's up? You wanna come in? I heard it's some fresh shit. Nigga recollect, bitch. Grown gray heads don't stress it. I text, messages, the fucking estrogen. She lets me in, I sex her in. She's sexier than my leather bands, which I never am purchasing. Reinversing your currency. Put your body on the curvy street. To work the street, I hurt the street. Hershey sweet, she Hershey sweet. But me, I'm extravagant. Hop on a bandwagon, kid. I'm about to show you some tragic shit. The love is lost in the drug take house. In the studio mixing rock. Bitches in my drawers, like you pitching my drawers. Nigga, my dick's wait. It's not gonna last forever. If he wasn't protected by other players.
No, he's not. Right now?
He is somewhat.
No, I mean, he's less hesitant to, like... Remember that commercial? I mean, against the Pistons? Where he does... He flips... He gets spun around Rip Hamilton and someone else and flicks a shot over his back. Bank shot into the basket and falls on the ground. It's like, you gotta get up 7 times
yeah.
and fall down 6 times or something.
But those are like at the start of his career, and then he rebounds. And yet, maybe he won't like quite ever like match the explosiveness of like 2009, 2010 Dwayne Wade. But the point is that, you know, he's had second acts in his career already.
What's highest you think D. Wade finishes in an MVP ballot every year after this year? The highest he finishes.
First.
You think he wins another MVP?
He hasn't won an MVP. I think he could win an MVP.
Oh, did he miss one? He should have won? Was that a weird Kobe year? Was it a Steve Nash year?
He should have never won MVP, but he's come close.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. He probably can't win MVP.
Can he win the MVP at
this point in his
career?
He probably can't win the MVP with LeBron James on his team. Like, LeBron James will always get more votes than Dwayne Wade for MVP.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think that, like, I think he can be first-team All-NBA again. I think he can, like, be the go-to player on a championship team. I mean, I think that could happen this year. I mean, I don't know. I guess, like... Yeah, I mean...
What do you mean, Matthew?
Well, who would you rather have than Dwayne Wade right now if you wanted, like, a player to, like, lead your team through the playoffs? Like, who would you rather have than Dwayne Wade for like, these upcoming playoffs?
Would you take Kobe Bryant, John?
I think the book has been written that you just let Kobe try to score 81 every game. I mean, you know...
Would you take Dirk? Dirk or Wade?
I mean, you could also, maybe, like, stick a fork in Dirk Nowitzki the way that he's been playing the start of the year.
Yeah, but he's picked it up. I think you could... at this point in time, I would take Dirk.
I would take Dirk over Dwayne Wade. Yeah, and Kobe at this point.
Would you take Howard over any of them?
I mean, you're at least winning around. Just because of age. I mean, like... but I just don't like the cut of his jib.
I agree. That shirt is too tight. That jib is way too tight.
Howard's act is tired. I don't get this guy. Is he trying to be cool? Is he trying to be Christian? Is he trying to be Christian?
He's trying to be cool Disney.
Cool Disney, you know? Right. He's like...
And that's why he can't leave Orlando.
His goal in life is to like be the star of the sequel to Space Jam instead of winning titles. And I don't think that, you know, he'll do either in his career.
And he could never star opposite Bill Murray.
No.
How many collective titles were there in the cast of Space Jam?
Bill Murray.
Oh, shit.
Bird's got a couple.
Bird, that's...
Was Magic in that or not?
Magic isn't in it.
Who the fuck is
in
that? That might be it.
Just those nine? That's it? Is Charles in that?
Charles is in it, zero. Ewing is in it, zero.
Yeah.
Muggsy Bogues. Who else?
Did Muggsy Bogues ever get a ring?
No.
That's disappointing.
Sadly.
He deserved an honorary ring.
A very tiny one.
I mean...
At least a pinky ring.
I think, like, though, Space Jam had, like, the most NBA rings of any...
Well, I think if you're throwing Jordan in there, yeah, you're probably going to end up winning.
Though, I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I mean, he was in a few movies... And he has also 6 championships, the same as Jordan.
He was in a Bruce Lee movie. I mean, like...
Well, he was in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
He was in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
He was in awesome movies.
Julius Irving was in.
Julius Irving. I think Bob Lanier might be in there.
Bob Lanier's Emmy championship rings.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of
Airplane was a great movie. I think Airplane is probably the best movie starring a basketball great ever, maybe.
Starring?
I mean, well...
What about He Got Game?
I mean...
What about Blue Chips?
Abdul-Jabbar.
Starring basketball great Nick Nolte.
I mean, I thought Blue Chips...
had Penny, so you liked it.
It did add Penny Hardaway. I don't know if I could watch that movie ever. What was the one other than... What was the championship one that you mentioned? The Airplane... You mentioned one just now where there are a lot of
I'm not sure. What was it?
I have no idea.
Great basketball.
The Space Jam. The
Sorry.
Good story, Matthew.
Okay. He Got Game, that's it. He Got Game. Is Ray Allen a basketball great?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sure, I'll give him a great.
Yeah, best shooter.
That movie also had Rick Fox in it.
All right, Derek's back out there. Derek Rose has returned. He's on the court. It's near the end of the first quarter.
Down by two against the San Antonio Spurs.
Kyle Korver coming in for the last 8 seconds left. Time to bring in Kyle.
Number 26.
I really hate this hot sauce nickname.
I'm not a fan of it either.
Has given him. I mean, like,
if he was Mexican, I'd like it a lot more.
It's sad that Stacey King is in such a linguistic empowered role.
Being in the same city as Hawk Harrelson, we like Homer announcers that make up nicknames that don't make a lot of sense.
He called Ronnie Brewer the best brew in Chicago last night.
That's very clever.
Good job, Stacey.
It's very clever.
Does it make up for that draft pick, Matthew?
I think that's the most sophisticated remark he's had in terms of a nickname for a player. Stacey King. I think that... Can we do a segment where we briefly talk about Stacey King's playing career of the Chicago Bulls?
We are right now.
Okay. Because people, I think that, like, there are a lot of people out there, there are people that I watch Bulls games with, that watch these Bulls games and don't realize that Stacey King was one of the biggest disappointments in Chicago Bulls franchise history.
I thought he was number six, but he was number four overall?
He was the number six overall pick in the 1989 draft. And the All-American in Oklahoma.
Bulls coming off a championship had this pick.
Jerry Krause.
The Bulls could have reloaded and been even better than they were.
Well, who'd he go ahead of?
Here are some players that Stacey King went ahead of in the 1989 NBA draft. Tim Hardaway, Sean Kemp, Clifford Robinson, Mookie Blaylock, Vlade Divac, fellow Bull B.J. Armstrong.
And how did the Bulls pass on a European player?
That's the next year, Jerry Krause was so ashamed of himself by passing... on a potential European player that he drafted
Jim Leland.
He shot himself.
But no one noticed.
Jerry Krause was so into Stacey King. Jerry Krause said that King was the low post scorer the Bulls needed to contend. He made Phil Jackson play Stacey King. He really wanted...
How many rings did King end up with?
King ended up with three rings.
Three rings.
Yeah.
I remember him on the shirts where they had the heads, he still pissed me off just on that shirt.
And now people give him this respect.
Yeah.
Well, he's fatter now and more lovable.
Well, I mean, you know, at least Krause...
He was always fat, but now it's funnier.
Yeah, I mean, he was still Doughboy back then.
Oh, yeah.
And...
How did his Oklahoma team do?
He played for the great Billy Tubbs Oklahoma run-and-gun teams. They made the championship game when he was a junior. Those teams also had Harvey Grant and Mookie Blaylock on them.
Wow.
Yeah, those were good teams.
They should have drafted him.
And Stacey was the star of it all. They could have drafted Mookie
impact.
Blaylock, and they drafted Stacey King. They could have drafted Nick Anderson.
These are many players
who
that are
better
than Stacey.
Who
was
good for the triangle?
King.
Who would have worked the best in the triangle?
I think that Clifford Robinson would have worked.
Sean Kemp in the triangle.
I think that would have worked out fine.
That represents one of many times the Bulls could have acquired Sean Kemp. In 1994, the Bulls almost traded Scottie Pippen for Sean Kemp.
I recall. We covered this in a different time era, but...
You mean, what, 17 years ago? Wait, how long ago
is it? Do math, John. Do math!
17 years ago. So, it's surprising. I guess, like, is there a point to what I'm saying there is? Because
What is your Stacey King point?
If I were Stacey King, if, like, you know, my life was basketball and I were a professional basketball player... I would see Chicago as, like, the site of this profound disappointment and, like, where I, like, failed myself and failed so many people. And I would, like, want to move away from Chicago and be as far away as possible from this, like, scene of my professional disappointment. And yet, Stacey King, who probably has a lot of money and could probably live anywhere he wants right now, has chose to come back to Chicago and...
Come back? Did he ever leave? I mean, who else would offer him a job?
Chicago Bulls.
I mean, it's not like the Raptors are going to be like, sure, Stacey King, come on down. I mean, there was a huge opening in the broadcast booth after Red Curla.
And Stacey King's a huge guy. But the Minnesota Timberwolves, who played for them for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know who their announcers are. I assume it's Latrell Sprewell, but...
I mean, you know, Stacey King is a... But if you think about it, Stacey King is a man who charmed his way into 3 rings and getting a bunch of pussy, probably.
Yeah, I mean, he's a grateful dude. So he's gregarious.
Like, you know, he's like, oh, why not come back to the city where I won 3 championships and got a bunch of pussy?
We've avoided talking about this, but John here, John passes, you could pass as Asian, do you think?
Man, fuck you.
So what do you think about Jeremy Lin? Does he make you better at math?
Well, you know, I'm, obviously he's the shit.
Oh.
Obviously... It's awesome. You know, I watched Jeremy
Lin. All right, it's just awesome. We've avoided this topic because I don't think there's anything that needs to be said about Jeremy Lin that hasn't already been said.
Our unbiased Asian friend says Jeremy Lin is awesome. Come on, what's the real...
Well, all right, we've gone. I mean, the initial thoughts were he is a backup. He will have a good career as a backup point guard. And then the expectations were, whoa, this guy can really team... He could turn this team around. Then it's like, holy shit. This guy is the best thing that's ever happened in the world. Where are your expectations now for him for the rest of this year and for his career?
Well, I mean, he's the first confident point guard for a D'Antoni offense in how many years? So
Raymond Felton was okay.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, he was
Chris Duhon had a Chris not Duhon the worst had, year ever.
Chris Duhon put up 20-20 games.
Exactly.
Like it
Do
was
you think
nothing.
This is how much of this is the system and Lin just fitting well with it?
Oh, he fits in great. I mean, if he played on... I mean, give him a couple of years. I mean, he's definitely starter
in the league.
If you
put him on the Minnesota Timberwolves and they got rid of Rubio, Minnesota would be a substantially worse team, correct?
Yes.
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 They would not be a playoff team.
I don't know. Go ahead.
But, man... You know, I mean, right place, obviously.
Yeah.
Because, like...
We don't need to say all these things we all know about him. I mean, everybody knows the backstory
of Jeremy
Lin.
Maybe we're selling him short here. I mean, his stats are amazing.
Are you saying that because Asian people have small penises?
No, right? No.
I mean, he commits a lot of... he commits a lot of turnovers, but his statistically, like, he routinely has these, like, 25-point, 15-assist games.
He's also curbed the turnovers a bit lately. I mean...
I don't know. I mean...
No, he's still aesthetically fucking smooth, man. That's why he is legitimately awesome.
Yeah.
Because he does have nice passes. He can dunk. And he looks pretty good doing it.
He's got swagger. He's the most exciting point guard since Gilbert Arenas.
At the wazoo.
Okay.
This motherfucker is fucking nailing threes, stabbing people in the heart, and then fucking beating his chest. Like, he doesn't give a Fuck.
Man, so maybe he's better than Ricky Rubio.
No.
Well, no. At this point, he might have more heart.
Because, more heart? Like, is it Reggie? Court. Is he going to fucking die?
No, more, you know, he's got just more...
If he stops taking his medication, playing this quick-paced offense, we've seen what can happen.
He plays with more heart.
They're going to have to sign Bo Kimble if something happens to Jeremy Lin.
Wait, how old was Rubio in the Olympic Games?
17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did pretty amazing for a 17-year-old.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, I mean, the Rubio is a better
point
guard.
I'm not saying anything bad about him. It's great. He's a great story. We all like it. I've never found myself cheering for the Knicks.
And exactly.
I have no idea since.
I felt so dirty.
Yeah, but, you know.
I think everyone's cheered for the Knicks.
I think a lot of people are now. Probably not everybody, but, because that's a lot of people.
I mean,
a lot of people don't even watch basketball.
During the whackout year of 99, I think I cheered for the Knicks.
I didn't.
Ugh.
Marcus,
what is wrong with you?
Marcus Camby and Latrell Sprewell?
Yeah.
Sure.
One thing I will say
is...
Don't
cut out that, like, Camby Sprewell thing. That was really good.
Oh, yeah, it's right there.
I've been waiting, you know, the minute he got good and was legit, I was waiting for all the unintentional, blatantly racist shit that was going to come out. I was like, oh, man, I cannot wait. Because humanity has no bottom. It's like humanity has no bottom. I cannot wait for the chink jokes. I cannot wait for all this shit that was going to come. And it came. The New York Post. The fortune cookie. Love it. Hilarious.
I thought
they
the fortune
went there.
Cookie, if you haven't heard about this, some background. Ben and Jerry released a Lin Sanity cream that had fortune cookies in it. And they later pulled it and apologized. But... I think that's just kind of funny.
That, I think, is funny.
I mean, it's not, like, funny. Like, it's not a good joke. I'm like, you know, it's not a good joke, but I also would like to eat ice cream with fortune cookies in it.
Yeah, why,
like, when they said that, I was like, I would definitely buy that ice cream.
Why isn't there more stuff with fortune cookies in it?
I think that's the real issue that Jeremy Lin has brought up, is why aren't fortune cookies utilized in other manners? I mean, have you ever had a chocolate coated fortune cookie? I haven't.
Yeah, why do they only have, like,
there should
one
be.
Flavor of fortune cookies?
They do, there are chocolate ones where the things, they're brown, they don't taste good.
Can I go to a store and just buy fortune cookies?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go to Chinatown.
You
any
can go
Chinatown
to, any,
all
go to
over the world.
Store.
This is a really big one.
Oh, okay. That sells, okay.
They have fortunes in them, too. They can all be yours, Matthew.
Do you think that,
all
like,
paths.
The racist comments, like, people have gotten out of their system now, or do you think this...
I think it was all pretty mild. I expected it to be worse.
I
think most
I expected
it
even more to be worse.
Yeah, I expect it to be much worse than it was. Is that you agreeing with me?
Yeah, but, you know, it did get...
Most of the dialogue, I feel like, has been pretty grown up. About this,
I don't know. What there's, it's like,
well, the argument
the cock
is
jokes. You also made a cock joke,
yeah,
earlier.
That's just because
I think
you're
that
over
was a
there.
Cock observation.
Well, I mean, I should zip it up, but anyway. Yeah, Jason Whitlock had that cock joke.
But Jason Whitlock, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he just farted into a phone for like a full minute. Like, I'd just be like, okay, I guess so, Jason Whitlock. I mean, if you're going to find time being offended by things that stupid people say, it's like, Floyd Mayweather said that this is only because he's Asian he gets this attention. It's like, if you really care about what Floyd Mayweather's opinion on this is, like, I don't really care what your opinion
Mayweather?
Is on anything at all. Yeah, I mean, is it part of the story that he's Asian? Yes, it's an interesting, good part of the story. I mean,
it's the best part of the story.
What do you think the worst part of the story is?
I think the worst
Asian.
Part of the
that
story
that he's Asian. It hurts so many people.
I think the
they're
worst.
Like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, people love it.
They're like, oh, they're like.
He became like the second best selling jersey overnight. People like him.
Do Asian people have that much disposable income?
Yes.
I think it's not just Asian people buying it. I mean, he's just the reverse Wu-Tang at this point, and I think we're all okay with that. Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up? One time, fuck one time. I'm calling niggas out like the umpire. 7 grams in the blunt, almost drowned in the pussy. So I swam to her butt, it's east side. We in this bitch, wish a nigga would, like a tree in this bitch. And if a leaf fall, put some weed in that bitch. That's my M.O. at a beat of that shit. I'm fucked up, tore down, I'm twisted. Doorknob, talk stupid, off with your head. Nigga money talks, and Mr. Ed, yeah. I'm so young money. I mean, really, it's just, I mean, a lot of it's just like, he's an awesome underdog story. And it makes, I mean, I always cheer for people from Harvard, because it's like, whoa. You make no sense.
The only person ever from Harvard. I mean, in basketball.
I thought there was.
I will say, I did. I mean, did anyone? I don't understand how he went under the radar.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Did anyone not see the summer league, like the Golden State summer league?
Well, earlier on this podcast, I brought up Jeremy Lin when we talked about the Golden State segment at the beginning of the year because I was interested. I was like, oh, he's going to the D League from Golden State, and after that, of course, he was cut from there. Cut from the Rockets and ended up sort of on the D-League-ish benches with the Knicks.
I think that's kind of interesting.
I mean, we don't know.
Are we
NBA scouts
that fucking lazy? How come?
No, absolutely not. I mean, Mark James.
Coaches? I mean, did Mark Jackson cut him on the first day? I believe. And like, the reports were insinuated that he didn't even watch it.
Well, here's why. I mean, with the exception of
that's
Mark
a big
Jackson,
boy move.
With the exception of Mark Jackson, I mean, I would say that most people in basketball have a much better grip on what's going on.
What about Daryl Morey, the Rockets?
Well, Morey wanted to keep him. I mean, this has been discussed.
But, I mean, like, yeah.
The reason they lost him is because of the trade that Stern stopped. If that trade went through, they would have kept him. But instead they kept, because they already had a bunch of point guards.
Yeah, the Rockets do have a bunch of
but, I mean, nobody thought. I mean, again, this is going back to, I think a lot of this is D'Antoni's system. And he fits into it, and it's the right place and the right time. And there will be some come down.
Okay, so as far as ceilings go, I see him as a very legit starter, borderline all-star throughout his career. Like a Sam Cassell.
Okay.
Like scoring point guard.
I'll take
high
the
basketball
under.
IQ. Occasional what the fuck pass.
I see him as 15 points a game, 8 to 10 assists a game, still having a few turnover problems but not having a ton, which is a starter on a good team, which I think also Tyson Chandler's really made him look good. If this team didn't have Chandler on it, I don't think Jeremy Lin could, he might not be starting right now for the Knicks.
He doesn't remind me of any particular player right now. But I think that...
Because he's Asian?
But I think that he's actually...
Does he remind you of Yuta Tabassi?
I think that he does make the Knicks really scary in the playoffs if Carmelo and Amari can play with him. And I think the Knicks could pull off a first-round upset.
Is he more Jet Li or is he more Jackie Chan?
All the way. Are you kidding? He's not smiling on the fucking court. He's not dancing and shit.
I don't think he's like Jackie Chan at all. I don't know, but I would need to.
Trades you want to see happen.
Like real ones or imaginary ones? Here's the thing that Simmons brought up about how Dallas has to move Matrix to have enough cap room to bring in Howard and Williams. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a really
Howard
good chance.
And Williams?
Yeah.
So that's possible.
It could be possible.
That is...
Any thoughts on where Marion could end up?
Oh, God. Who needs a fucking... Yeah, who needs a swingman?
His contract isn't terrible. Well, the Garnett trade, they could do Garnett. And Garnett expires. And I think Dallas would have thrown a little bit something else, but...
Danny Ainge is just dumb enough to do it.
Yeah.
What is the Celtics game plan right now? Are they still contending?
No one knows.
No one knows. They're not contending. They're not surprising anyone.
They're going to make the playoffs. Anymore. They're going to probably be the 8th seed.
They might get 6. I don't know.
They're at 8 right now, I think.
So right now in the East, we have Miami, Chicago, Indiana, Sixers. Philadelphia, Atlanta, Orlando.
Orlando's ahead of Atlanta right now.
Orlando, Atlanta, Boston, New York. Those are the 8 teams.
And I think New York is ahead of Boston, maybe. Regardless, they're close. And then there's a giant gulf. So that's pretty much what we got. And it's almost exactly how people predict it would go, with the exception of the Sixers being in there.
They have to blow it up.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think they can blow it up and really get anything at this point. I think they're totally fucked. I think they missed the window to trade Rondo. I think everybody knows right now Rondo is not a player you could build your franchise around.
Why do they want to trade Rondo? Can he be, like, the second best player on a championship team? I mean, he's really good. I mean, we know his weaknesses, but, like, he's a triple-double threat every
night. How is Boston going to get a player better than Rondo without trading Rondo?
I don't know. They bought him out 1 year. I don't know. They trade... Well, right now they have a good system where, like, Rondo is, like, their best player, but, like, Paul Pierce is, like, their go-to fourth-quarter scorer.
I'll take Paul Pierce over Rondo.
I mean...
Let's say the Rondo-Chris Paul trade went down. How is the New Orleans franchise doing with Rondo running that show? I'm going to say awful.
Yeah, awful. He's not as good as Chris Paul, but he's really good.
But even what they ended up piecing together has been good in New Orleans. I mean, relatively good.
New Orleans is terrible.
They could have been worse if they just had Rondo. I mean, also, Gordon's been out forever.
Yeah, well, that's why.
I mean, but Chris Kaman is their best player.
Chris Kaman is a good offensive player.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, but he's got ADD, and, you know, he's not paying attention.
Well, here's a trade target.
Any playbook drawing.
What if you get Chris Kaman on prescription medication?
He is! And he's, like, every coach says, like, he is obviously... not paying attention in close games. Like,
I think we should get him and Brad Miller on the same front court.
Oh, so much welding going on. So much, what's that Xbox game? I don't know. Halo. Now they play Halo. A lot of dorks.
Yeah.
Where do you want to see Kamen end up?
Is he going to be traded? I want to see Chris Kaman on Contender. I want the world to see Chris Kaman at his best. I want to see Chris Kaman on the San Antonio Spurs.
I want to see him on the Lakers after Bynum gets hurt.
I want to briefly talk about the Indiana Pacers.
I would love you to talk briefly about the Indiana Pacers.
Because I really think the Indiana Pacers are really underrated.
I think they're completely overrated.
Underrated? Everyone is rating them.
Yeah, they're rated, like, pretty, quite well.
I mean...
this is a team that still relies on Danny Granger, and that will lose them a playoff series.
I think this is
the, against this the Bulls.
I think they match up very well with the Bulls. And
I mean, we had the series last year, and there is no way the Bulls
are better than they were last year. They have David West this year. David West.
The Bulls were substantially better than wash. The Pacers.
That's a wash against Boozer. I mean, they're like...
That was the only playoff series I never thought the Bulls were in any jeopardy of losing.
Well, it was a 1-8 series, and Indiana's much better this year. I mean, Indiana was an 8 seed last year. They're a 3 seed this year. Indiana-Chicago is going to be a 3-2 matchup.
That's ridiculous.
They have Roy Hibbert, you know, Tyler Hansborough, David West. It's a lot of talented big players.
But they have a lot less dirty players, which helped them a lot last year.
Yeah, but the Bulls have Carlos Boozer, who's going to try to go through the entire year without touching another player.
It doesn't work when you just yell at him.
Indiana's just going to continue, are going to become what the Cavs were to MJ for Derrick Rose. He's just going to repeatedly rip out the whole Indianapolis heart every year.
I agree. And I think they need to lose Granger, and they need to do something.
I don't know. The slander against Danny Granger.
All right, Matthew's still high on the Pacers. Where is LaMarcus Aldridge?
Why are you so high on these personality-less sucky players?
I mean,
they're not sucky, but Chris Kaman, who gives a shit?
Matthew, where is LaMarcus Aldridge on your MVP voting?
I mean, he's
top
like
five
bland,
top
dude.
Five.
Bland games. Like, watch Danny Granger and go, oh, he's exciting.
Roy Hibbert, man. He's just going to win a playoff series.
He's got the ball. He's going to do like, great this things.
This is like a 7-year-old anime. Just because Danny Granger isn't, you know, Blake Griffin doesn't mean we should trash the poor guy on our podcast. I mean,
he's been more All-Star games than Blake Griffin.
Danny Granger is, you know, a decent swingman. He gives you 17 points a game. These are the players.
He's like a video game player created starter.
And he thinks he's the guy that will take the last shot on that team.
Yes,
that's a problem.
That's a small problem. Obviously,
they can't win.
There are obviously people you'd rather taking the last shot than Danny Granger. Like
they're regular season team.
All right, thank you to John for being on this podcast. Matthew, would you like to take us out?
We are done with the podcast.
Now, along with the United States Marine Color Guard to sing the national anthem, famed recording artist Marvin Gaye.
And the whole